Welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If you're committed to growing your business by serving audiences with generosity and real expertise, you're in the right place. This is a daily 15-minute show featuring leaders who believe real impact comes from generosity, not hype. Which means, as a listener, you're going to get the good stuff. In fact, we created podverified.com to give thoughtful leaders like you free tools to show up better on podcast stages like this one. That includes your free PodVerified score, free PodVerified guest training, a free media kit builder, and so much more. It's the first ecosystem of its kind built by podcasters who genuinely want to help guests thrive and grow in podcasting. Visit podverify.com if you'd like to be featured as a future guest. I'm Josh Elledge. Let's get into it. With us right now, it's Ike Eze. Ike, it's great to have you. You are the managing partner of Beta Ventures, found on the web at beta.ventures. And you're also the author of the book, The Founder Fit, Finding the Business Idea That's Right for You. Ike, it's great to have you.
Great to be on your show, Josh. Thanks for having me.
For sure. And before we start talking about your work in the world and your book, I always love, hearing what multi-passionate leaders do for fun on the outside, when they're not at work, particularly, things like hobbies or things that you might be currently geeking out on. What have you been into lately?
Formula One is my passion right now. So Formula One races. I went to school as an engineer, so mechanical engineering, love high performance cars, wanted to work on them, but haven't quite gotten to be able to work on one of those cars yet. So I appreciate it from a distance. We're hoping we can bring Formula One to the African continent in the next couple of years over in Rwanda. So looking forward to it. Really excited about that.
I can imagine there would be a huge crowd there. I wanted to mention that my son is in his senior year in college as a mechanical engineer. Youngest son, he's a mechanical engineer. He's in his sophomore year. And trust me when I say, they are both really into Formula One big time.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've been asked this before. Did you watch the movie F1 with Brad Pitt?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think?
I thought it was a good job, but I'm sure the Formula One guys that drive those cars are like, it's not quite the real thing. But from the feedback that we've seen, it's that the movie makers did a really good job of trying to emulate what happens in real life.
Yeah, seeing that, by the way, I'd recommend if anyone who hasn't seen that movie, watch it on the biggest screen you can, the most immersive screen you can. We watched it on IMAX when it came out, and that was quite a sensory experience. It was kind of a lot like how Top Gun Maverick felt, where it was just very immersive. The camera work was really great. But I can imagine there's, they have to Hollywood up, some aspects of the, the mechanics and so forth, how the cars work. So.
Yeah, I was actually watching a show once with some drivers, and they said one of the things they get wrong is the thickness of their necks, that how thick their necks have to be to overcome the G-force that they have in taking those corners. So I started looking at their necks and I was like, they are right. They have some pretty muscular necks.
Well, Ike, tell me about your work and, before we get into the Founder Fit, tell me about your entrepreneurial work and your VC work.
Sure. So as I said, I'm an engineer. So my first company was a tech company, Silicon Valley. So sort of venture funded that, built that, sold it, did it like three times, and then hopped over to the other side to become a venture capitalist because really wanted to help entrepreneurs sort of get their ideas to fruition. So really enjoyed doing that. Decided to focus on emerging markets because it's a huge gap. If you look at Silicon Valley, there are lots of investors in Silicon Valley right now, but not as many that have built companies that are focused on emerging markets. So really love watching entrepreneurs sort of take something from just an idea, a kernel, and building some amazing companies out there.
Well, and obviously you have, I'd love to hear
your take on what's going on in Africa right now, because obviously that's a lot of the advocacy work that you've been doing, or kind of the evangelist work, I'd say, that you're doing. Give us, for someone that hasn't been paying attention, what is the opportunity in the African continent right now?
So what we are seeing, it's so appropriate that you asked that question when we had a power cut on the continent.
There it goes, so the light back came back power. On.
So Josh, your timing is impeccable. So what we are seeing is that we are seeing greater infrastructure that is being built here. Some people forget that Silicon Valley was not built in a day. When I started my first company, it was in 1997. So what we had then is very different from what we see now. And there were ecosystems that were built around that. So it took a lot of time. So looking at what we have on the African continent, it's very much reminiscent of the birth of, the dot-com era, when things were emerging and ecosystems were being built. But the difference is the speed with which a lot of these are being built. So when I started investing in this market about 10, 12 years ago, people were still duplicating ideas from the West. Now we're seeing people creating ideas for the continent, and we're seeing the minting of unicorns a lot faster now. So we are seeing billion-dollar companies that are emerging. And I think it's because people have finally dialed in the idea to the market and the opportunity. The ecosystems are being built. And it's a fantastic time to be investing in this space and this time.
Mm. So specifically with Beta Ventures, share a little bit about the work and the investments that you've made.
So we invest early stage. We invest at seed. So typically after entrepreneurs have taken their product to market. One of the companies we invested in about 8 years ago is a company called SmileID. Now, the challenge is we were looking at pictures or faces for ID recognition. And if you look at the different algorithms that were created for this, that were either created by Amazon or Google, they're optimized for faces that are more European.
Yeah.
So you were getting a good 98, 99% match rate. But when you turn to black and brown faces, the accuracy dropped to like 86%. So there was a young entrepreneur out in Oakland, California that said, this is a problem I'd like to tackle. And he sort of created the machine learning algorithms for facial recognition of black and brown faces around the world. And he launched it in East Africa. We invested, brought it across to the continent, did a fantastic job across the continent. We recently raised a strategic round from MasterCard, came in as a strategic investor a couple of months ago. So really excited about that company and what it's going to do next. But those are the kinds of problems that we are seeing that people are solving. They're gaps that we see in opportunities and entrepreneurs being able to fill those gaps.
I love that. Well, Ike, let's talk about your book, The Founder Fit. Who is it written for, and what is the transformation that you'd love to see in the reader?
I think it's written for the entrepreneur that is starting out, as well as the entrepreneur that has gone a fair distance and might not know why things aren't working out the way he or she thought they should be working out. And the premise is that most people start out thinking an idea is a good idea. Now, the downside of that is that if you don't do it well, then you're a bad person. The reality is that the idea should really fit the person that is trying to execute the idea. So if it's a sales idea and you have no sales background, it might be a mismatch for you. And that's an early sign of being able to figure out if these ideas ideally fit to the kind of person you are, or the outlook that you have, or the things that interest you. And if you can get a better match upfront, then you'll find out that the outcomes greatly increase in your favor. And there might be some people that are toiling away at an idea for 3-4 years, and they're trying to figure out, why isn't it working? Well, it might be working because it might not be working because it's just not the right fit for you. So it allows them to go through very simple steps to identify the right fit.
Why is this so critical that there is a fit between the founder and, you know, what otherwise might be a great solution? They're just not the right person to lead this solution, maybe.
Yeah, but I
guess the question I really want to ask, so I want to know what the consequences are. And then secondly, or if you want to weave this in, how might we know that we are in the wrong company?
So let's start out with why it might be a good thing to figure out. Building a company is tough. It's hard work. And there are days that you sit back and you're asking yourself, should I be doing this? And you'll find that the people that find the right fit rarely ask themselves that question. They just know that it's a dip. We're going to get through the dip because I believe in the market. I can see it. I know I can execute it and so on. So I think that's the first. The second is that the outcomes of people that are fit to the right idea are significantly larger than people that just waltz into an idea, worked on it, and it kind of turned out okay, but it didn't turn out as amazingly as it could. So the example I give here is, imagine Facebook being run by the Winklevoss twins versus Mark Zuckerberg. I have a feeling that that company would have made it to a $100 million company. There would have been an option to buy it. They would have sold it. And the Facebook of then would never be the Facebook, the Meta of now. So that is just an example of how an idea was really fit to the right founder. And that person being able to elevate the idea, extend it, and do so much more with it because intrinsically it fit them more.
Yeah. I absolutely. And so I guess the part of my question now is we might be at the helm of a company that we created, and there might be this tension that continues to persist. What do we do? If Ike, we find ourselves, I think I started the wrong company.
No, I think it's one of those things that's really great if you internalize that question because it puts you on the right path. So what I would say is step one, just analyze what it is you're trying to do for yourself, as in, am I trying to build a lifestyle business? Am I trying to build like an earth-shattering business? And then evaluating your skill sets against that and saying, do my skill sets, let's just say, for instance, you want to build the most technologically advanced AI company, because that's what you hear is hot. And then you look at your skill set and you are more a marketer at heart. Well, you might not be doing that. That might not be you. But once you've identified where those gaps are, now is a chance for you to fill it. So are you filling the gaps with people? Are you filling the gaps with resources? Are you filling the gaps with retooling yourself? And if you can fill those gaps, then you can move that business to the next level. So it's not just for people that are thinking about what are they going to build at the onset. It's also for people that are looking to recalibrate because they have hit a bump in the road and they need to figure out if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, Ike, so the book, The Founder Fit, where it's obviously it's on Amazon. You can search for it. It's hardcover. It's called The Founder Fit, Finding the Business Idea That's Right for You. We have a link, direct link to it. You also have it in paperback and Kindle. Thank you so much for those of us who are avid e-readers. So Ike, how else might people engage with you or follow you? I know you have a really great LinkedIn following as well.
Yeah, most people follow me on LinkedIn or they subscribe to my newsletter, Plain Point. And it just is, it's, I call it musings of an emerging market VC. So every week I just post something. It's free of charge, so you can sign up for it. It's on Substack, but plainpoint.substack.com. Or I'm on LinkedIn, so just find me on LinkedIn. Ike Eze on LinkedIn.
Awesome. We have all those links, by the way, in the show notes for this episode. Ike Eze, thank you so much. Your book is The Founder Fit, and it is finding the business idea that's right for you. Listen to my friends that are founders and, I don't know, maybe you're stagnating a bit. Maybe you're really frustrated. Maybe you're starting to resent coming to work, you might want to evaluate where you're at. And Aika, I think a lot of what I'm sharing is, quite good historically at what I do, but the, we launched a new venture, Pod Verified. And that is why I'm on the earth today. Like, and as a result, I'll just to edify, just edify your work and your, your philosophy here. It's 10 times easier for me to be the founder of this company. It's like when everything aligns, I agree with you. It is so much. It's still hard work. It's a lot of work, but it just feels like things just flow so much easier, not constantly battling uphill. So I'd encourage
folks. Doesn't it make sense when you wake up in the morning, you just say to yourself, I know what I'm going to be doing. I don't have to really force myself, but you trudge into work and you get it done. But it helps when you really like it and you're matched.
I love it. All right. Ike, thank you so much for joining us. Beta.ventures. And of course, your Substack and LinkedIn are all in the show notes. Thank you, Ike, for joining us.
All right, Josh. Great to be there.
Thanks for listening to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If your goal is to grow your business, increase revenue, and build authority without gimmicks, this show is designed for you. Each episode gives you practical insight from leaders who have turned trust and credibility into real business results. If you value short, thoughtful conversations that respect your time, make sure you're subscribed. We publish daily 15-minute episodes focused on growth that actually compounds. And if you're interested in being a guest or you want to turn podcast appearances into measurable business growth, visit podverified.com. You can start for free with your Pod Verified score, along with free podcast guest training and a free media kit builder. These tools are built to help you get booked on better shows, deliver stronger interviews, and convert audience trust into revenue. No more desperate sales. You truly can enjoy all the business you like by generously sharing your wisdom. Everything we offer is built by podcasters for guests with a focus on trust, organic growth, and long-term business success. Thanks again for spending your time with us. I'll see you next time.